We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We'll start by going to the National Weather Service this morning. Kirk Apfel has been watching these winds all night long at the Weather Service. Kirk, let's get an update. Where have winds been most of the night?
Overnight, we've been gusting to around 60 miles an hour for the better part of the night. We've been battling 60 mile per hour plus gusts for about the last 12 to 15 hours in the area, and we even had a gust to 69 miles an hour at the airport yesterday afternoon.
Wow, 69 miles an hour. We were seeing above 70 in some areas of Niagara County. Is that right? Is there one area that was maybe harder hit than the others, or it seemed like just about everywhere this wind was hammering us?
It really was kind of the Niagara frontier, the Buffalo metro area, Niagara Falls. All of those areas were hit pretty hard. The peak gust we had measured was 74 at the Niagara Falls airport.
The wind warning goes until 10 this morning, but I'm assuming that we're still going to have strong winds throughout the day, right?
That is correct. Really, you're just going to see winds just gradually diminish, but it'd still be windy this afternoon and also be pretty chilly. The winds combined with the cold temperatures will have wind chills around zero for the better part of the day.
It's been an incredible windstorm. I guess the big question on a lot of people's minds is, when can they step outside? When is it safe to maybe go and pick up all that debris that has been floating around out there?
Well, it's going to take some time. Obviously, this morning it's going to still be very windy, so you wouldn't want to do that. Once you get to this afternoon, things will diminish a little bit, but it'll still be windy. But if you're really waiting for the winds to really drop off, you're going to have to wait till tomorrow.
All right, we know that the ice boom, there were reports yesterday that it broke or that it didn't break, but the ice was just flowing right over the boom. Anyway, it was filling the lower Niagara. Where does that stand this morning?
Yeah, well, it's interesting. The ice boom is designed to let some ice overflow it as opposed to having it break. And so we've looked back. It's not broken, but ice did overtop it. That did cause some ice flows and ice jams in the Niagara River. And we're monitoring that right now. Right now, levels have been steady, but you still have some issues along the river there. So we'll just have to keep an eye on it. Ice jams are always very difficult to predict because it's just a very complex interaction when you have the ice getting caught in the riverway.
It seemed like the most incredible images from yesterday was the ice building up on the shoreline, especially along the Niagara River and along the shore there. Is that in any way maybe good news that ice can actually maybe topple over the shore? It means better news for flooding, something like that?
Well, I'll tell you, I've been here for almost 10 years. I haven't seen anything quite like that in my time. What you really want to do is just get what ice, if that does get beyond the boom, to just flow on through or onshore or anywhere. And as long as it keeps moving, that's a good news. If it's when it stops moving and gets caught around a bend or something, that's when you'd have problems. Fortunately, the lake level, when the winds diminish, the lake level will also come down. So the trend is a good one. But we're not completely out of the woods yet with all that ice there.
How much did the lake level rise yesterday?
I got to about 8.5 feet. Flood stage is 8, so it was a little bit over flood stage there. But I think one of the bigger impact was just the fact you had the ice being swept up with it, and that was probably the most unusual aspect of this.
We're seeing a voluntary evacuation later last night of Hoover Beach out in Hamburg, that area right now. What are they looking at? When might they be relief? Are they just hanging out like the rest of us?
Don't have any new information on that other than just, you know, hopefully the lake levels, if they lower than that, that'll hopefully improve that situation with time.
Kirk, we appreciate the update. Thanks so much. Kirk Apfel, meteorologist at the National Weather Service.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly! Auto Parts.